A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward will be great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
I love this day. All Saints Sunday is my favorite day in all of the liturgical calendar. I love all the pomp and all the circumstance and all of the singing, even my own, which Pastor Jennifer will tell you is not always easy to love. From that first moment of that first stanza in For All the Saints, I feel a deep connection with all of the faithful departed. From the very beginning of the rolling stream of time unto this very last week, they give me courage, they give me strength, they tell me to press on through the present darkness and to march on through and to the eternal light. And hearts are brave again and arms are strong. Alleluia. Alleluia. The composer is Ralph Vaughan Williams. The tune is Sine Nomine, which means without name. Every time I see Sine Nomine printed in the order of service, I think of all of those who have gone before us, whose names and numbers are known only to God. I think of those whom John the Seer sees in the throne room of heaven in the book of Revelation. Who are these dressed in white he asks the angel at his side. These are the ones who have come through the great tribulation, the angel answers. I thought of some of them last Saturday as I and others from Broadway sat beside the banks of the Rio Grande and had a service of remembrance for all those who have lost their lives trying to cross our southern border in these past few years. Beside militarized National Guard speedboats, we took communion, remembering frightened mothers and desperate fathers and hopeful and hopeless TOs and TIAs and also children, so many children, too many children. I do not know their names. Sine nomine. Only God knows all their names. This morning, Jesus says to the hopeful and to the hopeless on the plain below the mountains, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. And blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be filled. And blessed are you who weep, for you will laugh. And blessed are you who are hated and excluded and reviled, for your reward will be great in heaven. Their clothes were torn and muddy in their graves beside the river. But their robes are white in the halls of heaven. Those with eyes to see, let them see. Oscar Romero, Catholic saint and martyr for Christ's poor, once said, "Some things can only be seen through eyes which have wept." Maybe this is why All Saints Sunday is so special and so powerful. Because in those times when we deliver someone we love unto the pall of death, we have the chance to peer, if just for a moment, into the other side of the mystery and the meaning of life. Through the thin veil, we can see life where there is death, laughter where there is crying, hope where there is despair, love and light where there is darkness and hate. We can see God. We can see resurrection. We can see redemption. We see the poor blessed. We see the hungry filled. We see the weeping now laughing. We see Christ seated at the right hand of God with all of the saints who have come through all the tribulations. Every one of their names known and hairs numbered, standing in their white robes before the throne. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, the Bible says. And she's got a mighty big handkerchief, I've been told. Eyes which have wept can see it. hearts which have been broken can believe it. Through the eyes of those that have wept, we see what cannot otherwise be seen. We see the blessings of the poor. We see the beauty of the broken. We see hope, the hope of the hopeless. We see the leveling of the mountains and the raising up of the people on the plains. In the epistle lesson this morning, Ephesians prays that we be given a spirit of revelation. The actual word in Greek is apokalypsis, that the eyes of our hearts would be opened and we would see the hope to which we have been called, the glorious inheritance we have among the saints, and the immeasurable greatness of God's power for us who believe. God put this power to work in Christ, Ephesians says, when God raised Christ from the dead and seated him at God's right hand in the heavenly throne room, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. All Saints is an apocalypse. It's a vision. It's a glimpse of God's heaven and a promise of God's ultimate reign and rule. Far above all rule and authority, far above all of the powers of this present age, and also the age that is to come. With the eyes of the heart, we see it, and with the faith of the saints, we believe it. And hearts are brave again, and arms are strong, and we gather the courage to come through our own tribulations. Alleluia. Alleluia. Many of you know one of the great saints in my life is Desmond Tutu, who died in 2021. I so admired the arch for his resistance during apartheid, his reconciliation after, and his humor always. He used to like to quote one of his favorite cartoons by Mel Kalman. It shows God looking down upon the world somewhat distraught, then saying, "Oh, dear me, I think I've lost my copy of the divine plan." Maybe we are in that cartoon. The world seems more than a little bit lost. In Tutu's book, God Has a Dream, in a chapter titled "Seeing with the Eyes of the Heart," the arch quotes St. Paul, chapter 8, the book of Romans. "What can separate us from the love of God?" Paul then goes on to list all kinds of awful things: persecution, famine, peril, dungeon, sword. These are the things that saints died from in St. Paul's days and still do. But none of these, he says, can separate us from the power of God's love, not even death. And reflecting on this, the arch says, it's an act of faith. You are not able to prove it in the way that removes all doubt, but you do believe in your heart that God is in charge. Even when things look like they are confirming the opposite. I confess to you, beloved, I don't like glib consolations. I hesitate about trite sayings. But when saints like Desmond Tutu or the Apostle Paul tell me that in the end, God is in control. Well, beloved, I take it on faith. And I believe it in my heart. I see it with the eyes of my heart. This is our Father's world. The worst thing is never the last thing. Beyond the tears, there will be laughter, and beyond the powers and principalities of this present age, there will be God. And in the arch's words, nothing will happen to us that God cannot handle, even death. We believe this by faith. We see this by hope. We know this by love. For the greatest of these things is love, and love never ends. And in the end, God's love wins. May the eyes of your hearts be open to see and to believe and to behold such a good news as this. I say it every funeral service, and so I say it now, this All Saints Sunday. None of us live unto ourselves, and no one dies unto themselves. For if we live, we live unto the Lord. And if we die, we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. And on that latter day, my Redeemer shall stand upon the earth. And though this mortal body be destroyed, yet I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine own eyes behold, and not as a stranger. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, mother of us all, and together all of God's people do say, Amen.